You're listening to The Eastas with Cameron and Whitney.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this first episode of The Eastas. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Whitney.
And this is basically just a little podcast project we're starting. To get things started off, I'll just introduce a little bit about myself. My name's Cameron. I work at a place that I endearingly call Shine Bucks because trademarks are a bitch. And I play guitar. I'm in a band. I drink a lot of coffee. And, you know, I play a lot of video games. And that's my life right there. What about you?
Well, it sounds like a pretty awesome life, not going to lie. I work out a lot. I generally like to play video games as well, but I haven't really had a whole lot of time for that. I am a coffee master at Shine Bucks, and I think I have a little bit of an addiction problem with coffee, so working there for 4 years, it's gotten to be pretty strong. How about you, Cam? How long have you worked for Shine Bucks?
I've worked for Shine Bucks. You know, I don't even know the answer to that question. Like, time just kind of melts together.
I think you've been there about a year now.
No.
Not even?
I think it's... Wait, hold on a second. I have to figure this out in August, September, October, November. What's after? December, January. Yeah, I've worked there for 7 months now.
Not even a year. Huh. You've got a lot of hell to go through.
I feel like I've known you forever.
Does seem that way. We're like boy and girl versions of each other. The same person, just opposite sex.
Pretty much. Just like... The difference between me and Whitney is that I am successful.
That's funny, because I have a college degree. Cameron, how about you?
I just want to know, kind of, because I never really asked you. You said you're coffee master. What exactly, like, what is coffee? You get a fancy apron.
Yeah, coffee master, we wear a black apron, but it has to do with knowledge. You don't get paid any extra to do it. You do it just because you love coffee, and you want to share that with other people. So, pretty much, Shine Bucks hires you, and then when they train you to be a coffee master, it's because they want to boost the store's whole bean sales. So they expect you to learn everything about coffee. They train you about the growing processes, all the things that they have to go through to get the whole beans from where they're originated. So like Latin America, Asia, Africa, etc. All these other different places that they take coffee from. They teach you about the different types of beans. So whenever you see Arabica beans or Robusta beans, you'll never see Robusta because they're inferior flavored beans. But
the inferior flavored bean.
They are, yeah. So they teach you everything. And even like their farmer support programs that they've got going around, they send people directly from Shine Bucks companies to go down and see how the farmers are doing and test the beans and the quality of the soil and everything else. So they teach us a lot. Yeah. Well,
I didn't know it was like that in depth. I just thought it was like a promotion. You're like, here's a fancy black apron.
Nope, even about fair trade, what the fair trade symbol means, and also that we won't take beans from, or like, correction, we won't buy beans from anyone that doesn't pay their workers or offer them some kind of health care.
So we don't accept blood diamonds.
Exactly. No blood coffee diamonds. Beans in the whole mix.
So, I mean, I'm just a broista. I just make coffee and have an awesome beard.
Okay, you know what? To be a male barista in a coffee company, you really have to have something special. And I say that all the time because males in the coffee company, they have to have more of an outgoing personality. And they have to be good at multitasking. And let's face it, not a lot of men have that quality. So I think if you're able to be a barista, you got a lot going for you.
Well, I think that's also a little sexist because all my guy friends I know can, you know, play a video game and talk on the phone at the same time. That's multitasking.
That's true. But to memorize all the recipes, be good with customer service, be outgoing every single day, be able to make conversation easy. A lot of guys don't really know how to do that anymore. Making easy conversation like, hey, how's your day going? Oh, and genuinely appreciate conversation. So the fact that you're able to do, you know what I mean, both of them is a really good thing.
And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I think that the fact that I am a straight man kind of puts me at a disadvantage. Because, I mean, we work on a military base, and so we serve, you know, Marines. Like, these are people who are trained to kill and survive. Like, that is pretty much their job description.
Yeah.
And here I am, you know, in an apron and a ball cap with a beard, and I...
and they're required to shave every day.
Yeah, I make blended beverages and coffee all day. Like, and then I, you know, have the nerve to complain that, you know, Miss Mocha Frappuccino with one shot, non-fat milk, no whip, is sitting watching me do it. And you know what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll sit there and watch me make
like
her...
Like a hawk.
Yeah, and it's terrible. She's like, that's a little too soupy. I'm like, well, you're a little too stuck up. That's okay. Gosh, anyway, she'll never listen to this, so it's fine.
Yeah.
And whatever.
For sure. That's okay. Every time I go into a Shinebox, I always confront the barista at the register with a novel, and they give me that look, and I have to explain to them, almost like I'm giving them a reason why it's so complicated, like, oh, I work at Shinebox, and they're like, oh, you're one of those.
I think that's one of the, like, prerequisites to working there, is that you have to just make the most difficult drink possible.
Well, once you've tried every single thing on the menu, I don't think I've had a regular white mocha.
Well,
never.
What is your favorite drink from Shinebox? I'm really impressed that we keep saying that and not the
messing
company
up,
that will
yeah.
not be named.
Thou shalt not be named Voldemort. Oh, shit.
No, you messed up already. Yeah, what's your favorite drink? I mean, because you're coffee masters, you should know what the perfect... You know,
I think that everyone that is hearing that I'm a coffee master is expecting me to be like, oh, I like a Doppio espresso over ice.
I can
nothing
see that.
In it. Or,
yeah.
But actually, I like the sweeter drinks. I mean, I do appreciate a good black cup of coffee. But I actually drink white mochas with soy and, peppermint. I can drink that year round. Everyone, you always get the customer that's like, peppermint? Wait, you guys have that? Yes, we have it year-round, by the way. It's not just in Christmas.
Oh, no, yeah, because I'm the guy. And you know that pretty much the only thing I drink on a daily basis is green tea lemonade with peppermint in
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And everyone looks at me like I'm the craziest person on the planet. But they don't understand that.
It's like getting an iced refreshed tea.
That's exactly what it is. It's just mint green tea. And everyone looks at me like I'm a monster, like I'm drinking sludge. And I'm just... You gotta try it, you know, and then you'll see that I'm actually a genius, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just recreating refreshed tea. That's not trademarked, is it? Oh well, too late now.
That's actually by a company called Tazo, so they're not their own, like bar style lounge lobby coffee house. They're just a tea making company, so that's fine.
Oh, and another note, just to like get all the dirt out there before we start talking about important stuff. The soundtrack that they play for us at work is horrendous. Like, I remember going into coffee shops, and it's always so hip and cool, and, you know, they're playing, like, new wave. Like, it's not exactly mainstream music, but it's always something interesting and,
mm-hmm.
like, indie. And then you go into our store, and it's, like, elevator music, man. Like, I really feel like...
I think more hip music... is better for the crowds. I don't think that, so long as you keep it unoffensive, I think that it's for all ages. People think that, coffee houses have to be this eloquent little tea house kind of theme inside of it. And I think that's what Shinebox has really done to it. They try and make it this jazzy, laid back, classy place. And that's all good and fine. But 3/4 of everyone that comes into Shinebox can agree that the soundtrack is horrible.
Yeah.
Listening to jazz, classical music, bluegrass all the time, and remakes of really popular songs that are sung by the wrong people aren't something you want to listen to. I mean, it's easy to tune out. Maybe that's what they're going for, is that people are there for conversation and reading, not for the music. But...
I don't know how it is everywhere because of where we work, it being a military base, but 90% of the people that come in are Marines in uniform. And, you know, like, countless times I've heard, like, what is this music? Blah, blah, blah. Play some Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin and coffee. There's something about that. Okay, so what can you expect from this podcast exactly, besides apparently 8-minute tangents about nothing? Well, we're gonna, basically, this podcast is our views as a broista and a barista on pretty much anything and everything. Because I've realized, and I don't know if it's affected you, but people that work at a place like Shine Bugs, and we're not even like a corporate store, we're licensed, so it's not exactly the same, but I always feel like those people are just more outgoing, because they kind of have to be. You know, you work at a drive-thru at a Burger King or something, and, you know, you're just a speaker box. You'll see someone for 2 seconds. See, our location doesn't have a drive-thru, and so we're face-to-face every minute of every day. And so basically, it's like we're putting on a stage play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all have our persona.
Lobby stores take a lot more to customer service than drive-thru, because I worked at a corporate Shine Bucks for 3 years, and my first 2 years was at a lobby store, and my third year was at a drive-thru, a really high-volume drive-thru store. So I got the feel for both of them. I thoroughly enjoy working at a lobby store because you get that face-to-face customer interaction. At a drive-thru, almost every barista there is going to know what car you drive. They can tell by the color of your vehicle and the sound of your voice who it is. So I think that we almost pay attention more to the little details like that. But you don't get to have those conversations with a customer. You don't get to talk to them while you're making a drink on the bar, because you've got a 30-second window time that you have to follow. You take their order in 30 seconds to however long it takes them to order, and then you've got however long it takes to get the drink out, which it should be 30 seconds a drink, and as soon as they get the window, you've got 30 seconds to tender them, give them their change back, hand them their drink and their pastries, and say goodbye, and thank them for their visit. So it's a lot quicker.
Tender. Like we're wine and dining them or something.
Well, that's what it's called. Tendering. Finish the transaction, so... It's a lot less personal.
Oh, you
I
mean
believe.
Like money tender?
Yes,
I was expecting like caress their beard tender.
Oh, like, be so tender and caring to the no.
We tender just, love and care.
We take their money and shove them out. But
that's terrible. See, as a coffee master, you're just a walking billboard. That's all you are. Now I know you don't even care at all. You're just making that paper. But yeah, so as entertaining as I'm sure this has been for you. We're also a little educational. Me and Whitney have been sipping on... I stopped sipping because Nicorette gum is a bitch. You can't drink while you're chewing it.
I've got an addiction, so I'm still sipping.
Yeah, so what are we drinking today, Whitney?
Well, Cameron delightfully has got a French press at his home here, so we've been drinking a French press of Guatemala Antigua, which is a Latin American blend of coffee. It's got light notes of cocoa and citrus. It's a medium roast blend, if I didn't already say that, and it's about medium acidity, so it's got a little bit of a crispness to it. If you've never heard the word acidity when talking about coffee before, what acidity means is it's like the bite to your coffee. So it's not actually going to turn your mouth into acid or erode your teeth like that as far as acid, but it's got a crispness, a bite, a bitterness to the coffee. And then when we're talking about body, we're talking about the thickness. So consistency, is it like non-fat milk, whole milk, is it like water? So this one also has a medium body. It's a really good coffee.
And we drink our coffee with waffles.
We did. We have waffles today. I enjoy mine with boysenberry syrup, but...
And I enjoyed mine with a bit of Nutella on top.
And that is disgusting. Nutella is disgusting, and I'm sorry for the listeners that are... eating Nutella right now with their fingers, but...
Yeah, see, I don't think you understand. There are two kinds of people in this world. There are the people that hate Nutella, and there is the cult following that will defend Nutella to their dying breath. Nutella is one of the greatest things that man has ever come up with. I mean, the guy who invented sliced bread must have been reincarnated and also invented Nutella, because those two things together are beautiful.
Yeah, all right, guys. Everyone forget about the light bulb. Not important at all.
You know, I mean... No. Okay, comparing the light bulbs and the Nutella, I will tell you that I would eat Nutella in the dark. It doesn't even matter. Like, I would eat Nutella in the dark. But, okay, so, first of all, we just want to, like, do a short little episode this time around. Just hit a couple of topics that have come up recently. Nothing too extreme, but I want to start out, like, how do you feel about those customers who also feel like they're also baristas? Like, they can do your job, better than you can.
My favorite was, I was working on the bar the other day, and there was a woman, and she ordered an iced grande hazelnut macchiato. And she told me she wanted extra hazelnut drizzle. And I was like, okay, no problem. And when you do extra drizzle on a macchiato, you do a what we call a caramel crosshatch. And that is 7 straight lines one way. Well, it's a zigzag. And then you go 7 the opposite way. And then you go 2 circles. So when you do extra, you just double that regimen. So instead of 14 zigzags, there's going to be 24.
14 times 2 is 28.
Sorry, 28.
I'm now the master.
So 28. And then that's it. It all goes on top since the drink is layered. But I was making the drink and the woman stopped me in the middle and she goes, "You're making it wrong." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. How did you want it?" She goes, "Are you giving me attitude?" I said, "No, I'm not giving you attitude. I would just like to know how you would like it." And she goes, "Well, I would like it the way it's supposed to be made." Which I was doing. I made it layered and I doubled my crosshatch on top. And she told me to dump out the drink and instead put the drizzle all over the inside of the cup, extra, and then also on top. Now, if she knew the recipe to this drink, she would know that I did it right the first time and she's making her own way of making it, which just drives me insane.
Yeah, and there was this one lady, it's also a macchiato-related incident. Mm. Macchiato-related incidents. But she ordered an old-fashioned caramel macchiato. And a macchiato is, it's steamed milk with shots poured through with caramel on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's old-fashioned. That's as far as I know, my knowledge, a macchiato is just that.
Yep, so, layered with shots through the top. Yep.
An old-fashioned macchiato in my head would be the first version of the macchiato.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Also, she wanted it with half and half and no foam. I don't know if you've ever steamed half and half, but that foams up so bad, it is ridiculous. So I'm making this macchiato, right? And I'm trying my best not to get any foam in this cup. I even had to, like, steam a size above just to, you know, get all the foam gone. So I'm doing it, and there's no foam. I am so happy with myself. And she's watching me, and I pour the shots through, and I start carameling it. And she's like, whoa, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm making caramel macchiato. She's like, I wanted it old-fashioned. And I was like, you mean, like, old-fashioned as in, like, the first incarnation of? She's like, I don't know what that means, but I want it old-fashioned. I was like, this is the type of person I'm dealing with.
Well, I don't know what old-fashioned means.
And so I was like, well, explain, like, exactly how you'd like it. I want to make it right for you, so just tell me exactly how it's usually made. And she says, do you know what a vanilla latte is? And this was my fault. I kind of said back to her, I was like, no, I skipped that day. And just because it was ridiculous. And she's like, well, it's a vanilla latte with caramel on top.
Which is what a macchiato is.
I was like, oh, here, I understand what you're saying now. Here we call that upside down. And she's like, did you just make that up? And I'm like, no, it's like actually like, she's like, okay, I'm tired of you testing me. Just make my caramel macchiato. I was like, okay. So I made it. So the second time I'm making it and, you know, I pass it out. I try my best not to get any foam. There's the tiniest layer of foam on top. And she just blows up. And she's like, okay, I need someone else to make this. And I was done. Like, I just couldn't handle it anymore. So I was like, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I made that woman's drink the other day and she was actually, was she a black woman?
Whoa. African-American, okay?
Okay, well, was she an African-American woman?
Yes, she was.
And she's in the military. I'm pretty sure she's a higher rank military woman. She came in the other day and I made her drink. She was very specific with me on, that she literally said she would come over and strangle me if I put any foam on her drink. And I said, well, that's good because I am perfect with no foam because I also hate foam. But I had to reassure her like 3 times because she watched me like a hawk at the end of the handoff plane.
She's like, that bearded fella did it wrong. I swear to that guy. But no, there's always like little things, and I'm sure it happens for every job, especially because we're providing a service for people. And I like to think that when people go into, you know, Shinebucks, they're looking for that contentness. They're looking to be made happy.
Well, and as Shinebucks has this little saying, and it's called, we want to be your third place kind of thing. And what they mean by that is you've got home and work where you spend most of your time out of your whole day. And they want Shinebucks to be that third place, the other place that you can call home. The other place that you can come and be just as comfortable as you would be at work or at home. So they want us to go above and beyond for our customers to ensure that they get everything that they wanted out of their experience.
Well, I think they've really done that. Because we have people like, I don't know if you want to say names or anything, but Ricardo.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Ricardo. He's so funny.
Like, he is
dedicated.
Yeah, he comes in every day, like every weekday. He's busy on the weekends, but he comes in every weekday during lunch and after work. And he, like, I love that he, like, connects with us. Like, you know, he actually, like, tries to make plans, like, hang out with me, like, outside of work. And he brings us Sharpies. Like, I don't know if you realize, Sharpie, like, a new Sharpie is one of my favorite things in the world since I got this job. It really is.
The best thing is that he, at a licensed store, you can't accept tips. According to your employer, the person who's building your within. So we are a Shinebucks inside another building. So we are dictated by the building that we're within. We're employees of that, and we just serve Shinebucks. So when that happens, they dictate whether or not you can receive tips. So instead of getting tips, our customer Ricardo, one of our favorites, he brings us Sharpies. And he's like, well, you can't receive money, but you can receive something that you use every day. So he gives us Sharpies, and we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, and he's actually drawing up the next tattoo that I'm going to get.
Oh.
Which, that's like above and beyond, like, customer broista, you know.
Connections, yeah. See, one of my favorite customers, people think that he is a little over the top sometimes, but he's one of my favorites, and he is so sweet. Him and his wife just had a little baby girl, and she's adorable. He comes in, used to come in every single day. He's getting out of the military in 6 months. He's put in his 20 years. He's going to get out of the Marine Corps. And he always comes in, and he orders a plain bagel with cream cheese. But I want to say about 5 months ago, I got him started on getting a plain bagel with butter and cinnamon dulce toasted on it.
Oh, yeah, that it takes you like 10 minutes to make that thing, I swear.
Well, like 5, but the thing is when you're really busy, he always comes in right when it's busy, and he's like, oh, I want that bagel, Whitney. Can you get me that bagel with the cinnamon on top? And I was like, yeah, of course. It is the best thing you will ever have, but people despise making it because we have to put on gloves, we have to take apart the butter, we have to put the little butter on in pieces, and we have to shake the cinnamon dulce all over the top of it and then toast it. So it's a little bit of a process, but it is delicious, and I will do it every single time for him. I'm just sad that other baristas think of it such a out of their way kind of thing, because if it was their favorite customer, they would do it.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
Ricardo asks for his Splenda and his white mocha swirled into his shot, shaken, light ice, extra milk, and everyone loves doing it for him. And I think that if everyone had the same kind of love for each individual customer, they would all get treated the same.
But I mean, Ricardo's a diva, though.
He is a diva.
So you have to take care of your divas, you know.
He's like one of us. He's like a broista at heart.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd get behind the bar and whip up his own things. And
he even wore one of those pink bow ties when he launched the new pastries.
That's actually his Facebook picture, because yes, I added him on Facebook.
So, yeah, exactly. I added him on Facebook.
That's how close our customers are with us.
And, like, he knows how much I love Batman. Like, I have Batman everything. Like, we're surrounded by Batman right now.
Yeah, like, we're in the Batcave right now, everyone. I'm surrounded by a Batman mug, a Batman ring, a French press, a Batman walkie-talkie. There's more, but I won't go on.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous, but, like, the other day, apparently, Batman stuff was on sale online. And he, like, sent me a Facebook message. He told me about it. He texted me about it. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. Like, I don't even have to go on the internet anymore. I just have to talk to Ricardo. I'm like, hey, blah, blah. It's really cool. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Customers, they vary like crazy. And I'll meet people day to day. I did hear this one line. I forgot who said it. It's an actor. He's on that show, Justified, which I've never watched.
I've never seen it either. Continue. Yeah.
But he has a quote that he says. And he says, if you go through your entire day and only talk to one asshole, you're fine. If you go through your entire day and everyone you talk to is an asshole, maybe you're the asshole.
I agree with that completely, actually, right? Because you can't work in a customer service position and hate customers.
Like, I heard that, and I'm like, I am screwed, because everyone is just a dick to me. So, being a dick, that segues nicely into our last topic of the day. And that is recently, but I'm pretty sure you saw it too, but there's a couple Facebook photos and posts going around that say that Shinebucks just doesn't support anything that has to do with the military. And personally, that really, like, it almost offended me. It's kind of like you have that loyalty to your high school you graduated from. Like, I work at Shinebucks, and so, and I work at Shinebucks on a Marine Corps base.
Yeah.
So, and all of my coworkers are, like, Marine Corps spouses or Marine Corps dependents. And so the fact that someone has the nerve to say that this certain company does not support anything the military does, and that picture even said, I'll have to find it again, it says, like, does not care for the well-being of our troops. And all I do all day long is serve our troops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, see, it's even funnier because, yeah, working there, I am a military spouse. I am married to a Marine. We have a couple coworkers that are also married to Navy corpsmen. And we're all military spouses. We're either military sons and daughters or military spouses. Me being married to the military, I think that I have a little bit I get annoyed a little bit easier with the customers that try and tell me. There's a customer that used to come in every single day, sometimes two or three times a day. He used to bring us fresh fruit from his garden. He's a really sweet man. And he came in one morning and he said, I just came in to say hi, but I'm not buying anything from here anymore because you guys don't support the military.
I know and who you're talking about.
And I laughed.
Yeah, he used to talk to me when I worked in electronics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
An older gentleman. About. Yes. And he proceeded to tell me about how we didn't support the military, how Shinebucks refused to help the troops out, and I've heard that over the years of working for Shinebucks. This rumor has continued to go around, and it gets funnier the more I think about it, working on a military base. People don't understand the lengths that we go through. Most Shinebuckses donate pastries. We do volunteer work everywhere. I've volunteered at homeless shelters multiple times. There's beach cleanups that we do. We even help build houses when we do volunteer work back in my old hometown. And to think that we're not helping people, we're all product of some kind of military at some point or another.
I mean, I personally have no connection to the military whatsoever. I'm not a dependent. I'm not married to
But you work a Marine. On a military installation.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And the fact that it bothers me that anyone would say that. But I live through it day by day. And I don't expect any, like, super conservatives to listen to this podcast anyway, so I really don't care. But I think you have to be of a liberal mindset to understand the way the world actually mm-hmm. works.
I think the hardest part is that when you realize when holidays come around and you're working, and we have a federal job, so we get the holidays off and we still get paid for them, which is amazing because then we get to spend time with the family members that we have. But for those military sons and daughters that are out there and husbands and wives, you have to understand that we may be the only people that they connect with in a day. the people that make their coffee and the people that serve them food and ask them how their day is. Maybe no one else is asking them how their day is. They may be getting ordered to do stuff all day, but when does someone really take a step back and say, hey, how are you today? And I think that that means a lot to them, especially the ones that are 18 years old, 19, 20, have never been away from home this long before. And when they come in every single day just to see our faces and make a connection with us, they may not speak to us outside of work ever. But when they come in every single day just to say hello to us, whether they are spending $5, $10, $2, they're spending their money there, not only to buy coffee, but to see us.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll have a couple guys that just come in and sit at the bar just to talk to us. Mm-hmm. They don't ever buy anything. But that's okay with me.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, I mean, I do not know how many scared female Marines that just got to this base. They're super, just, you know where I'm going. They're super scared. They're uncomfortable. I don't know how many times I've given my phone number out to those scared little Marine women. And I just want them to know that I will be there for them. You know, Cam Bams is a caring person. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to withhold my comments on that one.
And you know, I've only ever gotten like one text back. Like seriously, one text back.
I think that the female Marines are a little bit more intimidated, honestly, because once they go into that military aspect of things, it's a lot harder for them to connect with civilians because it's almost like a power thing. You feel like you've done something so powerful and you're in such a high position now once you're in the military that you don't really know how to connect with people in the civilian world because you don't have the same freedoms as a civilian does anymore.
But I will have one thing that they will never have. A glorious beard. I'll tell you what.
Well, there are some female Marines that have that, actually.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that. Okay, so come find us on the Marine Corps base and see your bearded ladies now. We're going to keep this one kind of short, just a little intro. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Whitney, tell the people how they can connect with us.
Alrighty, so once again, guys, you're listening to The Eastas. You can find us on Twitter at followeasta, and also email us at followeastas@gmail.com. That's followeastas@gmail.com. Go to our website at theeastas.squarespace.com. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you very much, and I hope you tune in next time.